Say it again. Say, God said, let there be. And there was. So in reading the voice translation, then there was the voice of God. Let there be light. And the light flashed into being. And God saw the light was beautiful and good. And he separated the light from the darkness. And God named the light day and the darkness night. And the evening and the morning were day one. And I could go on, but where I want you to see is God took dominion. Tell your neighbor, say, God took dominion. God took dominion. Said he spoke what he wanted, and he got what he spoke. Said that's dominion. Darkness was dominating, but God said, let there be light. And what happened? There was light. Then we jump on down to verse 26. And God said, I've made all this other stuff. And the poet said, and God was lonely still. And God said, I'll make me a man. And God said, I'll make me a man. And Jesus said, a man? We see the animals. We see the trees. We see the birds. What is man that's so different from this? Holy Spirit said, like us. And wisdom stepped up and said, I'll help you out, God. So we're going to get this man, and it's going to be your crown and glory. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be magnificent. Say, that's me. You can say handsome if you want to, man. If you don't want to say beautiful, we're not, okay. Beautiful, handsome, magnificent. Powerful. So that's me. God's crown and glory. So that's me. Now, just kind of dropped in my spirit. At some point in probably most of our lives, and the enemy has said that you're not worth that much, or you're down here and somebody else is up there, or you can't do this, or you can't do that, or you can't go here, or you can't go there. But from after this night, I want you to understand that you're made in the image of God. You're made like God. You've been given the ability of God. And you are commanded. Say commanded. Say, I'm commanded. I am commanded. Tell your neighbor, say, you're commanded. Oh, yes, you're commanded. Say, understand, you are commanded. Oh, you don't say it like you mean it. Say, you are commanded. To take dominion. And see, God has given you the ability to do that. No need of walking around with your head down. No need of walking around with lack. No need of walking around can't do. I can't help what you can't do and hadn't done. If I decided, and I haven't decided, but I used to want to play the piano. It never really dawned on me just to go take the music. But if I were to decide, I want to do that. Then I've got to put forth what? Effort. I heard Andre Crouch say that the Lord asked him, would he play for him? And he said yes, and God dropped the ability to play upon him. I'm not looking for that. I'll take it, Lord, if you say so, but I'm not looking for that. But there's some things you've got to do something. So you have to do something. So you have to step out. Say, you have to do something different. And then tell them, say, you do have to take dominion. See, God got tired of, and I don't like using that, but I can't think of another word right now. A synonym is not coming to me for that. So, but he didn't want the darkness anymore. He didn't want the darkness. Bishop MacArthur said they went somewhere, and some of you may know where this place is, but it's a cave like down in the ground. And he said, when you go down there, it is so dark, you can't even see your hand right in front of your face. And I can imagine that might be what that darkness was like. But God is God. And then I asked the Lord, and he said, no, this won't work. I'm going to take dominion. Say dominion. over this darkness. And I asked the Lord as I was meditating on that. I said, Lord, where did the light come from? He said, from me. So listen, if God can speak and light appears, and I'm made in his image and after his likeness, I can speak and light will appear in my dark situation. You better believe it. Now, whatever I thought initially, and I'll do it now, if you can think of maybe three situations that you need to deal with, three things maybe that are bothering you, or three things that you want to do, they don't all have to be do. One may be bothering, one do, or somewhere you want to go, or whatever. You can take dominion over the thing that's hindering you from getting there and speak light into the situation, because you are made in the one who image of the one who is light, and that situation has to change. But are you willing to do it? Are you trying, like Jordan this morning? He came in his pajamas, and usually Papa will do it anyway. Trying to train and help him to learn to put his clothes on. And Papa went in there, thank the Lord. And I said, Jordan, I told him what to do. And he didn't want to do it. And he started a little bit, and he acted like he didn't know how to hold anything, his pants and stuff. And I showed him to do it, and take, do it. He didn't want to do it. I insisted that he would do it. About time he got it done, Papa comes up, and I think I had to leave out or something, and I said, don't put them on him. Let him do it. But what I'm saying, he could have done it, because later today, he had to put them back on for whatever reason they were off. And he said, put this one in here, and this one in here, and zip it up. And he was trying to snap it, just as happy. I'm asking you, what are you going to do? If that thing keeps plaguing you and it keeps poking you in the side and knocking you over, and even sometimes knocking you down and slapping you in the face, are you going to give up and say you cannot control this situation? You know Mark 11, 23, 24. You have what you say. What are you saying? I said, what are you saying? What are you saying? Are you saying dominion words?